This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Control the planet forever. And I'm honored to be here. Very thankful you kept us in this position to fight back. Who does say was up next? That'd be Mike in Oregon. Mike, thanks for calling in. Go ahead, Mike.
Alex, 1984 doesn't have anything on 2020. We're living in probably the most dystopic times of any human existence. And at this point, but the way the city is going, I have to get out of here as quickly as possible because these people are so brainwashed and far gone that basically they'll do anything to destroy Trump at this point. And they don't care if they destroy the city along with it. They don't care. They're just like, basically they'll snitch you out for not wearing a mask. But we got 70 days of rioting here and the downtown looks like a third world country. And basically, if the president's hearing us, most of us around here would like to see the National Guard come in and actually take care of this, because this is just getting ridiculous. I know a lot of people that own businesses downtown, really good people, diverse people, black, white, Arabic, it doesn't matter.
And when you read the Washington Post and New York Times, MSNBC, it's like, America's failed, the rioting caused by Trump and the police, and it's just a total inversion of reality.
Absolutely. Your guys' new news broadcast will show the actual footage of the guy going around, and just the other night he was chased by the protesters. That's what the local news like to call them, the rioters.
Turned out he was a liberal dude going to help his transgender friend who'd been robbed, and it turns out there's footage of that happening. So he's literally a liberal. And then they just beat him and attack him, because that's who these people are. But, of course, the news called him a white supremacist.
Oh, yeah, the news said he was part of the Proud Boys. They didn't even show the crowd robbing his vehicle or none of that. They're just like, downtown protesters got a little out of hand last night. It's like, a little out of hand? What's a little out of hand after 70 days? This is just like a token.
And they beat the guy's wife up, drag him out of his car, kick him in the head, and then say, get up, bitch. Nothing wrong with you.
Yeah, nothing wrong when a guy comes up with a 10-yard field marker and boots you right in the face like he's going for a field goal.
And by the way, the man they attacked took 2 days to become conscious again. He did yesterday.
Yeah,
they put him in a coma and beat his wife up, but they're the heroes for no reason.
Yeah, apparently so. They got more rights than the majority of the business owners, people who own rent and do anything down there. I mean, you can't do anything. I usually want to go down there and get a bite to eat, and I won't even go near it. I live about 10 miles from downtown, and I won't even go near it. I'm trying to even...
I won't even go into downtown Austin now unless I've got to go down there to protest. I mean, it's gone. Feces, needles, satanic liberals stumbling around. God bless you, brother. I appreciate your call. We've got Dr. Mercola joining us for three segments, but then I will continue with your calls if you want to hold, if not, to Jeff and JB and Michael and Tim and Gus. I understand, but I will get to all of you before I hand the baton to Paul Joseph Watson, who will be hosting the fourth hour. But we're going to get into this with Dr. Mercola, who's a medical doctor, very respected, on what's really happening with COVID-19, where he sees all this going, and the silencing of doctors and other medical professionals who come out and point out that this is a vitamin and nutrient deficiency, that hydroxychloroquine helps put zinc into the cells, that the death rate is very, very low. But we still have InfoWars. We still have NewsWars. We still have Man.video. We still have Mercola.com. So that is coming up, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of this quick break. Dr. Joseph Mercola, Mercola.com. Please tell everybody you know, tune in. This will be very informative. And then Paul Joseph Watson, the fourth hour, as I said. We'll be right back. How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots, and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared.
We are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people. Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo.
This is the heart of 1776.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Huge nationwide protests erupted once again on President Donald Trump's second weekend in office.
When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice. When America is united, America is totally unstoppable.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
And most importantly, we will be protected by God.
From the front lines of the InfoWar, it's Alex Jones.
Joseph Mercola is undoubtedly the number one alternative independent news source for health news in the last 25, 30 years, reaching billions of people, and now he's heavily censored as well. Dr. Joseph Mercola is a medical doctor. I'm not going to go over that. Best-selling author, osteopathic medicine, been in the, you know, featured in everything you can imagine, Mercola.com. He's here to break down with us what's really going on from a real medical doctor's perspective and to talk about the unprecedented censorship of hundreds of prominent doctors, scientists. Cedars-Sinai put out a video saying, yeah, we do use light therapy for this in the lungs. That got banned off YouTube. It's just, it's next level. It's Soviet Union or Communist China level. Dr. Mercola, thank you so much for joining us. Great to have you here.
Well, thank you for having me, Alex. Really appreciate the opportunity to connect again.
Well, where do you want to start? With the censorship, with the real numbers, with the best facts you've got on COVID? We're really excited to have you here. You're a great resource.
Well, thanks. I think probably the biggest thing is that obviously there's a serious problem going on here. I believe it's been the statistics have been engineered and inflated, and really fear has been driven into the population to implement these recommendations from the government. Without the fear, they would never have been able to get these mandates and wearing masks. And these interventions do not work. They do not help reduce the severity of the disease. They have failed, absolutely miserably failed, to address the single most important thing, which is improve the immune system of the individuals being attacked. And any efforts to explain and educate the public about this have been violently suppressed, and ours has certainly been one of them. But in response to that, because I've been passionate about natural therapies to help improve people's health, I learned and appreciated that vitamin D is a simple solution that many people understand but really fail to appreciate how significantly powerful this resource is. So there's loads of evidence that show that if you have sufficient vitamin D, and Alex, 80% or more of the individuals in this country are vitamin D insufficient. And those that have very dark colored skin, like African Americans or people from the Middle East, the color of their skin prevents them from having high vitamin D levels. So those individuals have even a higher incidence of vitamin D insufficiency. So I apologize for that beeping in the background. We're in a storm right now. My backup power supply is
out. It doesn't bother us. We totally understand. Let's talk about that, because the worst hit areas, the highest death tolls, were these urban canyons. And we've seen, and it's also African Americans, but also people from areas of darker skin. And I'm always reading about the fact they also have higher cancer rates because they're unable to get the vitamin D. And again, believe in evolution or God or whatever. Obviously, Europeans have lighter skin so that we can get more of the light, because we didn't have as much light living in northern climes. Whereas you have Africans and others that are out in the open sun, they need melanin to protect themselves. But then when they're in a light starved area, they get hit even harder with the vitamin D deficiency. Is that correct, sir?
Absolutely. And then the elderly so the two biggest risk groups are the African Americans and the elderly. And the primary common denominator in both of those groups is really one of the most important ones, is the lack of vitamin D optimized level. So,
well, there's also a cultural thing, and it's going away, and that's good, because I think black skin's beautiful, just like all color skins. I love it. But really, black skin's healthy. A lot of black folks don't want to get a bunch of sun. They want to be super black. Well, I mean, sorry, that's, you need to get the sun. You need to be black.
It's not only black. It's Mexicans and other cultures, the Philippines, they really avoid the sun because there's this perception that the darker color skin is associated with some type of a negative association.
Lower caste.
Yeah, so that's unfortunate, because it is what we're designed to do, and I think that's one of the healthiest strategies you can have. So ideally, that's the best way. But even if you live in these areas, in subtropical areas in the Middle East or Africa or Dubai, you have to go out in the sun. Just because you live in a place where you have it doesn't make a difference. So many of us, even if we live in places where we can get adequate sun exposure, we're not going out. We're working, although many of us nowadays aren't working because of...
Well, what is it about the sun? I could be depressed and go out and get 30 minutes of direct sun, in my Speedos in the backyard, and just feel totally energized. I know the eyes pick it up, and it's something chemically in the brain, the skin. What's happening, sure, Dr. Mercola?
Well, there's a large number of benefits, but with respect to the risk for COVID, the primary one is the ultraviolet B radiation, which goes into the skin and increases the production of vitamin D. But then there's other benefits, too. It has near infrared and far infrared rays, which go in and can actually increase the production of nitric oxide, which is very beneficial for control of high blood pressure and regulating the size of your blood vessels. So, and of course the circadian rhythm benefits which is so key to improving your sleep and staying healthy. But the key, so anyway, ideally you get it from sunlight, but it's possible to take it as a supplement. And fortunately, vitamin D is one of the least expensive supplements known to man. It's almost free. So this is not an expensive solution. In an effort to help educate people, I put together a site. It's called stopcovidcold.com. Pretty easy to spell, stopcovidcold.com.
And I should have said up front, you're here with solutions. If everybody simply spreads the word about D, which the media is, have you noticed they're fighting to, like, they're even taking YouTube videos down from medical doctors to talk about vitamin D and zinc. This is evil.
The censorship has been accelerated to levels that we had no idea that they would go to this level, but they have. So you can't even mention anything, remotely mention it, without being censored on YouTube and the other media. So anyway, stopcovidcold.com is something I would encourage every one of your listeners and viewers to go to, and not just to learn about vitamin D, but to take a test. We put together a quick quiz. It literally only takes you 2 minutes, that will identify the most important variables and tell you precisely what your risk factor for developing COVID is.
So let's say that again very slowly for radio listeners. We've got it on screen for TV viewers. Tell people the site.
Sure. Stop, it's the word stop, COVID, COVID, cold, COLD.com, stopcovidcold.com. And then send it to all your friends and relatives. We've also got Facebook frame that if you're still on social media and use Facebook, you could overlay this image. It'll help people understand where they can go to get more information. And there's a PDF that you can download, a short one that's about 12 pages that helps explain it. It's really easy to understand and gives you precise instructions on how much vitamin D you need and the strategies to use it. And then a more comprehensive one, like a 50-page report for the healthcare professionals who are interested in the specific science and actually
and
publish
that's the number show. It's urban canyons, black people particularly, not getting any sun. It's a death sentence. But as you said, Hispanics, anybody that supposedly, if you have dark skin in the sun, you particularly need to get more sun, right?
Yes, yeah. So that is one factor. Obviously, there's a wide variety of factors. Age is one, and other comorbidities that basically the weight that you have and diabetes. But the common thread between the comorbidities seems to be a characteristic called insulin resistance. That is, your body is losing the ability to flexibly transition between using sugar and fat as a primary fuel. So there are simple strategies that you can do to improve your insulin resistance. Because if you have high insulin resistance and low vitamin D, you are a ticking time bomb when you expose to this virus.
Let's explain that when we come back with Dr. Mercola. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Texas has a new governor. His name is Greg Abbott. But he's the same old governor. He might as well be Gavin Newsom. Stories up on Infowars.com. Governor Abbott tells Texans, wear a mask around family, even your backyard, until COVID-19 vaccine. He's definitely on the payroll of Bill Gates and the UN, ladies and gentlemen. The mask and studies do nothing. They cause all sorts of problems with lower oxygen. It's just absolutely fraudulent, and I'm really ashamed of him. But that's what the line he's towing. Dr. Mercola is our guest. I appreciate Dr. Joseph Mercola, Mercola.com, joining us, medical doctor, esteemed, very famous, very well-respected. I know you're just trying to get solutions, get vitamin D out to folks so that the death numbers aren't there, but they're going to count people that die of flu and of pneumonia, which I know vitamin D helps as well. They're not going to stop regardless with this. Now they say they're never going to end the lockdown. Big picture for you, looking at this, big power grab. The UN is who it tells us what can be done, what can't be done. I mean, big picture, what do you think this whole COVID hysteria is really about? What do you think of Bill Gates?
I'm sorry, Alex, I just got back in 5 seconds ago.
I'm saying, what do you think of Bill Gates driving this whole situation? What do you think about the big picture of what's behind it?
I think that's clearly an element. We've done a lot of exposés on him. He's clearly the mastermind at this. He's part of this broader system called technocracy, which is essentially this small group of people that are focused on technical and engineering solutions to control the whole entire population without the without any government. So he's one of the leaders in this mess. So and you know, for nefarious purposes. I mean, he follows a path very similar to John Rockefeller, who was equally vilified over 100 years ago, and decided to use philanthropy to change his public image, which is exactly what he's done. Most of the public believe he's this saint. He's donating all his money. But the fact of the matter is, he's cleverly found loopholes. When he donates his billions of dollars, he donates them to a trust, the trust to invest in companies that directly benefit him personally. Even though he's donated tens of billions, his net worth is increased by double.
Exactly. He operates tax-free.
Essentially, yeah, he's manipulated the system crazily to his benefit. So he continues to be one of the wealthiest.
So Dr. Joseph Mercola, you're very respected. Start over with that. You're saying he is a mastermind. And you turn on the news, he's like our father, our president, our doctor. He's saying every facet of our lives. He tells us when we can go back to work. He tells us what vaccines we're going to take. I mean, when did I wake up and this guy's like my God?
Well, see, I want to get back to the vitamin D, though. See, that's the whole strategy. They've got lockdowns, they've got the mask, and they've got the vaccines. And they also have these other drugs like remdesivir. So, and they diss these other strategies like hydroxychloroquine or plaquenil, which is, you know, been basically dismissed by the national media because it's a competitor to those other strategies. And the expensive drugs like remdesivir cost $3,000 or $4,000 for a course of treatment. But I just, many people aren't aware of this, especially if they've been following natural medicine really carefully. But there is hydroxychloroquine, I believe in. It doesn't work as well as some other strategies which I can discuss. But it works by driving zinc into the cell, and it needs to be used with zinc and early on in the course of illness. But there's another alternative called quercetin. Quercetin. It's a natural bioflavonoid. It's in fruits and vegetables, and you can take it as a high-dose supplement, and it works better better than hydroxychloroquine. It's almost free even compared to that.
How does quercetin do that, Dr. Mercola?
Number of different ways. It drives zinc into the cell just like hydroxychloroquine, but it also has other metabolic benefits because we know that increasing inflammation is one of the reasons that causes the morbidity, mortality increases in COVID. So it decreases inflammation. It does it by downregulate a metabolic pathway called NRLP3. And it also it activates a sirtuin-2 specifically, which is a longevity protein that has very powerful metabolic benefits. So, and a whole variety of other things. So it's better than hydroxychloroquine, and there's no side effects, and it's less expensive. So you don't have to rely on it. Even though you can't get a prescription for it, you just go store and get quercetin. So along
how is COVID-19 killing us? Is it plastically destroying cells and replication, or is it the autoimmune response? Is that why so many doctors are pointing out that steroids inhaled are also knocking it out?
No, it has to do with inflammation and in a whole variety of metabolic consequences down there, specifically in certain areas of the body, like in the lungs, the alveoli, the little air pockets in your lungs that get filled with fluid, and as a result of that, you can't get enough air or oxygen into your system, which is why they use ventilators, which is a catastrophe. I just interviewed Aaron Marie Oslewski, who was the epicenter nurse in New York in Elmhurst Hospital last week, and she disclosed, I'm sure you've heard of her, and disclosed all the incredible negligence.
Oh, she showed the video of the charts when the people didn't have COVID. They still would put a tube down their throat and blow their lungs out.
I didn't know, but she went. Well, she just volunteered out of the goodness of her heart to go there and had no idea what she's going to find. And then once she was there, literally within hours, she realized what a catastrophe it was. And she went out, talked to a lawyer, and she got spy glasses. She recorded these with spy glasses on, which was, she said.
And that's what we need is the morality of when you see evil, you stand up against it.
Yeah, she's a brave, courageous nurse, and she just wrote a book, The Epicenter Nurse, it was released yesterday on Amazon. But one of the other things, for those who try to share this information, we are heavily censored. Like, I don't even think Twitter has stopped your links. If you put a link to InfoWars, it still goes up on Twitter, right? So are you still active on that? But they haven't taken your links down. I don't think they have.
They're trying to block our band.video links, but yes.
They blocked our site. We had done no violations at all, no rules yet. You cannot post a link to our site on Twitter. We're banned from Twitter, essentially.
And that's because they're scared of another well-known, reputable medical doctor. Again, the level of trying to deny people care or their own research or their own consumer research is just flabbergasting.
Yeah, and aside from censoring, they have discrediting campaigns. So one of the campaigns is being launched by an associate of Bill Gates, which is CSPI. It's an acronym for Center for Science and the Public Interest. Now, this is a nefarious, evil group. They've been around for decades, and this is a group that was responsible for helping promote trans fat that literally killed millions, if not tens of millions, of Americans. Yeah, and then they hid the fact up that they did that. They were promoting artificial sweeteners. They're just bad. So they're the head of the CSPI is Peter Lorre. He's a former associate commissioner of the FDA. And last week they testified before a subcommittee of the Senate and said that I was a COVID scammer selling snake oil cures. And they're trying to get the FTC and the FDA coming down my back. But they can try, but we do nothing illegal. We don't make any claims. We have all this vetted by high-level legal firms to make sure we're not violating any rules. So there's not much they can do.
They lied about me and said that I had a COVID cure. I never said that, but Letitia James of New York said it, and it put me under investigation. Let's come back and talk about these sinister groups that, again, are trying to suppress the health rights of the American people. With Dr. Joseph Mercola, I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. And the badge of somebody doing a good job is they're banned. Well, you can still hand-share Mercola.com with everybody you know and say, hey, here's the forbidden link, Mercola.com, band.video. That's how we override the AI. So I want to thank everybody for doing that. We'll be right back.
When the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So, she has been chosen because she's part African. And now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen, we must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people. That the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election. And she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalists.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Sounds like if they don't win, America's destruction will continue. Not from Trump, but from them. Dr. Joseph Mercola is here, and he wants to get into vitamin D3. He wants to get into these evil players. He wants to help people. But we've got to talk about the sinister characters. We're just getting into these Bill Gates-funded groups that go out and put out the disinfo about artificial sweeteners, aspartame, about trans fats, telling us they were good in the 80s and 90s, then all the heart attacks, and the fact that it goos up the heart by design. What do you think their end game is? I think it's just like Monsanto that Gates is heavily invested in, where seeds don't produce seeds that can actually grow plants. They want to make everything on Earth artificial and corporately owned and controlled, including the entire life cycle of humans.
Absolutely, yeah. The CSPI was also a partner with Monsanto, and they promoted GMOs just like Bill Gates. So what's their ultimate end game? I agree with you. I think there's a whole wealth of information and literature supporting that this is a technocracy. This is a movement by these elite leaders in technical skills. And I mean, Bill Gates couldn't be more of a representative for that with his perspective. And they're seeking to control the government, not the government, but the whole population without the government, without the going through the hassle of being elected officials. I mean, it goes back to the 1975 Zbigniew Brzezinski put it together with Jimmy Carter, the Trilateral Commission. And every president since then, it either directly is part of the Trilateral Commission or multiple people on their staff. And this is part of the technocracy that's seeking to control the population.
They're not getting rid of government. They're creating a corporate government, unaccountable, that can do whatever it wants. And that's just how you see, no matter what Trump does, the corporate bureaucracy just has its own law, its own rules, and keeps us on lockdown, regardless of what national leaders do. So what do? We educate Congress, we educate the president, and we take back power from these groups, and we bust up these racketeering organizations.
Yeah, but it's not even a government. It's actually a specific group of individuals, and they
it's a cartel. It's a cartel.
It's a cartel, yeah. There's no cabal. They have two different groups, the Republicans and the Democrats, and that's there only to polarize us and be divisive, because it's nothing about these parties. Each party is almost irrelevant. It's about the people that are directing the show. But, you know, before we go further into that, because I know we have limited time, I just want to remind people about stopcovidcold.com and get the information about vitamin D. Pass it around, because you've got such an army of people. You can make such a big difference. People are listening. Just go stopcovidcold.com. Take the test, read it, and then implement it. But more importantly, be part of the army. Spread the message to individuals like the churches that have large numbers of black individuals in their congregation or at nursing homes to get this message out to those people. Hopefully, I know next month, Alex, you're going to be in Joe Rogan's podcast, his premier podcast on Spotify. So congratulations for that. I'm sure it's going to have like 20 million views at a minimum. I think he had 15 million in the last time you were on, but hopefully you can share that with Joe, because I think Joe has a perspective that he's a little more pro-vaccine, and, you know, because of my position on vaccines, he does not want me on his show. So if you could share that stuff with Cole, that would be great.
Well, I know Joe is moving to a place very close to me, but I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. He is. You're going to be neighbors, essentially. Smart California.
What do you make of what's happening to California and just the collapsing of the country in general? Why do you think in so-called leftist areas they seem to be actively trying to collapse things? Because I agree both parties at the high levels are part of the same cabal, but the Democrats seem to be the cutting edge of the takedown of America. And why would the establishment want to collapse things?
Well, they're seeking to – I don't know that that's – The people like Newsom. So I don't know that that's his direct intention. He may believe that he's doing it for the benefit of his state, although the results speak for themselves. It's actually highly counterproductive. But I think they're willing participants in this charade and this fraud that's going on, and they believe they're doing the right thing, but they're not. They just haven't questioned the narrative. You know, there's congratulations on one. I know one of your reporters put together Surveillance Gate. That was a really brilliant documentary, and I had a chance to watch it this weekend. And it really is a reflection of what we're talking about, because they had really specific details on how they are able to get this technocratic infrastructure really implemented within the culture. I mean, there's a book by Shoshana Zuboff called Surveillance Capitalism, which is a brilliant book. She's a Harvard professor that goes into some of those details. But the Surveillance Gate documentary really had some incredible information on how it's actually implemented and how they influence the social media and how they get the media on board, the regular mainstream media, to pitch this narrative like that you're telling people about and have been for years. You know, the mainstream, the CNN and New York Times and the Washington Post, you know, they I mean, it's just, it's you've got to read these things just if you know the truth, just to be entertained. I can't tell you how many laughs I get by reading the New York Times. I mean, they used to be viewed as the arbiter of truth and investigative journalism, and their piece, there's such garbage now.
And then meanwhile, you're a medical doctor. You're known for doing very even-handed stuff. I mean, the stuff you talk about is on the NIH website about zinc and vitamin D3 and how they're essential for cell function. But then they have congressional hearings saying you should be shut down. You're a bad guy. What villains that now the FBI is raiding medical clinics that are giving people vitamin C IV drips? I mean, it really seems like a new dark age they're trying to launch.
Well, I don't know about some of those details because you have to be really careful. There's very specific rules and regulations, and if you advertise something that's treating COVID, they can rightfully take you down, even though it's true. So you have to be really careful on how you promote yourself. So, but we did not violate any of those rules, and so I'm not really concerned. I mean, there may be an FDA or FTC investigation on us, but I'm confident we will succeed. Of course, we'll have to pay huge legal fees to defend ourselves, but it's part of the game.
And you've been a victim of that before, but you've helped trailblaze since the early 90s. The little bit of supplement freedom we have today, which is so vital.
Yeah, it's actually better than other places in the world, surprisingly. You go to even Canada or England or Europe, many places in Europe, where you can't, and many vitamins are just unavailable, or at least in dosages that make any significant difference. So we do have a bunch of more freedoms than other countries. And so it can be worse. But, yeah, they're really shifting the regulatory nooses to make it harder to get real treatments. They just don't want competition is what it boils down to. There's more than likely a depopulation agenda going on too, which Gates has been, well connected with, and his father being a eugenicist, clearly part of the movement.
Well, that's what's crazy is he talks about he wants to reduce the world population, but he wants me to take his vaccine because he loves me so much.
Yeah. Mixed messages for sure.
Bill Gates, in closing, has the worst body language when he talks about things will never open again. My vaccine's going to hurt a bunch of people. I need liability protection. He starts giggling and laughing. I know he's positioned himself as our medical doctor, but this is like a super villain when they're monologuing or something.
It'll be interesting to view the documentaries that are made of what we're going through right now. I mean, I frequently look at the 2008 documentaries of the crazy financial disasters that were occurring, and they uncovered all of the details that were going on. But they're going to be documentaries of what we're going through, because this has never been done in the course of human history. And what's going on right now that we aren't even aware of is just incredible.
Well, you're a smart guy, Dr. Joseph McCullough, and you're right. It's all about global government. It's about power. It's about money. It's about depopulation. It's about eugenics. One more time, and I appreciate your time with us. How do people find that great website about vitamin D3?
StopCovidCold.com. You can find out what your risk is and really important specific instructions on how you can lower it, and then spread the word to everyone you know. StopCovidCold.com.
That's right. Knowledge is power. That's how we defeat these eugenicists, is exposing these facts. Thank you, Dr. McCullough. Call's coming up. Stay with us.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Mercola was totally right earlier. They're technocrats setting up a corporate cabal and removing government. And then they will control us through the AI computers and the social credit score. Police won't even be needed because if you don't serve the system, they'll turn your credits off and then direct a mob to kill you because they'll get credits in their phone. And that's all the patents that Bill Gates has. You know, a lot of listeners are digging through old videos of ours that they can still find because they deleted tens of thousands of ours off YouTube conservatively. Our channel had like 40,000 videos on it, hard to believe, 5 billion views. But here is a June 1st, 2010, more than 10 years ago, clip where I describe the social credit score and the pop-up windows taking control of your computers. It's now happening. Here it is. Future of News.
Michigan considers law to license journalists. This is in the Associated Press, Reuters, and Fox News. And what's scary is the media is reporting it like it's reasonable. And other states are moving as well to where I won't be able to be on the air. No, I have to have a government license. They have to approve. And that's what the New York Times and also many members of the White House or Obama's czars are saying. You have to be vetted. We have to decide or we're going to put messages up on your website, government pop-ups that say stuff isn't true or that directs you to government or other media. Of course, that was in the news last week. We're kicking their hind ends. They are going to try this. So you better enjoy the Internet while it's here. And you better use it to wake people up while it's here. Because the new media is destroying the old media. And so you got the mainstream media teamed up with government wanting to block that.
So that's from 10 plus years ago. And why did it come true? Because I didn't predict it. I'm telling you what they said they do then. Well, now they say they're going to inoculate you with systems that sterilize you bare minimum. So, I'll be here in 10 years. Most of you got cancer. I'm off the air. Alex Jones is talking about, are we going to do something about it? They're violently attacking us. Fauci and Gates are coming with forced inoculations to hurt us. Please don't forget, we've got the new big specials running right now for a limited time. Free shipping on 8-pack Power Stack Survival Shield X2 back in stock, 60% off, best deal ever, almost two together. Heart and Body Combo, ExtendoWise, and VasoBeach, 50% off, also free shipping. Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, back in stock, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, that's amazing, highest quality, back in stock, 33% off. Frosted Guard, back in stock, that's got the salt palmetto and the zinc and so much more. It's not just for your prostate, it's good for so many things. Survival Shield X2 and Survival Shield X3 Combo, 50% off. Krill Oil, 70% off, selling out fast, and a lot more. And I tell you, you need to get Swearable Food. We got the best, highest quality for the price. Very well packaged. Last 25 years. You need to have that checkbox ready for all the craziness that's already here and what's coming. Get insurance you can eat. Beat inflation. Support the broadcast. Do so much more. InfoWarsStore.com, the full line of My Patriot Supply. Okay, let's jam in a bunch of calls here. Who's been holding the longest? That would be David in Hawaii and then Tim and others. David, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Alex, this is David in Hawaii. How are you today?
Man, you're a beautiful, beautiful islands. I'm sorry you're so locked down.
Yeah, well, the governor is milling it over right now to issue another stay-at-home order, you know, because the cases are up and the deaths are still way down. So that's, we got that to look forward to. You know, the state's already facing a $3 billion windfall from tourism being shut down, which is putting a lot of people I know out of work, and it's making it harder to find work. And the economic depression is here. People I know are up and moving. They're selling their homes, and they're getting the heck out of here. And that's really scary to watch. So it's a scary time to be alive out here in Hawaii. But I want to also say that I pray for you guys. I pray for the Info Warriors out there. I also pray for all the children out there that are being hurt right now. And the other night I was laying in my hammock and I was looking at the night sky and I prayed to God, you know, because we have to remind ourselves that God made promises to us. And one of the promises was, if you hurt a child or if you hurt innocents, it's better for you to tie a millstone around your neck and throw yourself into the ocean. And I just pray that God unleash judgment on those people that are hurting innocents worldwide. And you know, sure enough, man, right across the sky, just came this beautiful comet. I mean, it was just burning across the sky. And I was like, wow.
A big meteor. Yeah.
What a crazy world.
Well, you're right. We have to reach out to God, and then God reaches out to us to take action. And then when we take action, God's behind us. But we have to initiate with our free will. God bless you, David. I appreciate you holding. Beautiful story. Tim in Oklahoma. Tim, welcome.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hey, you are the gladiator. You're the tip of the spear, man. Without you, I think we'd all been under already. Just a couple of things. If you connect the dots, and I'm sure you have, they're successfully crashing the world economy. There's no sports, no business, fake money, control of the media. And
they're putting us deeper into debt. They're killing the third world. They're getting rid of cash. They're bringing in the app. My wife let us see her mom in San Diego. No store at the airport would take cash.
Right. And they're playing on the spiritual ignorance and just general ignorance of the general public. They're not going to stop. They're lawless. So it doesn't matter what the laws say. They're just going to keep on.
And that's why they're so confident. They're committed. They pull the trigger. And they're suffocating the world economy while calling themselves saviors and blaming it on COVID. Then they're going to use the collapsed economy to use all the trillions in fake currency they've got to buy up all the real estate, like the folks fleeing Hawaii.
Right, right. I know you know.
No. I'm totally agreeing with you, and we're just riffing off each other here. You're totally right. What do we do about it, Jim?
Okay. You know, all right. Well, one thing is the election's coming up. I don't know if there'll be one or if it'll happen. Do you believe the rapture in a biblical rapture?
I've read Revelation. I don't get mad at Christians. I think there's a pre-tribulation rapture. A lot of people think there's a mid one or a post, but it talks about after the devil's tied up, put in the pit, then the dead in Christ rise, and that happens. I've never really seen Christians where we got, like, take the Bible. They got persecuted by the Romans. They didn't get teleported out. So a lot of Christians are going to take the mark. They're going to serve the world government. They're going to take the chips because they're going to believe that, well, it can't be the Antichrist because I'm supposed to be raptured out.
Well, we're to occupy till he comes. That's in there. We're to keep on fighting against evil until he does return. But
I totally agree with you. And it says the beast will wage war on the saints and overcome them.
Well, they're... Anyway, I don't want to get into
that. I'm saying that's just round one, though. Just because Satan wins a couple battles, that means he wins the war. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. But I wanted to share with your public, there's an excellent video. I've studied this. I'm 72 years old. I've studied this, and on YouTube, there's an excellent video. It's a 2020 rapture. 2020 to 27 tribulation timeline.
All right. Well, I sure hope God raptures out all those babies getting aborted every day. But I hear you, brother. I appreciate it. The whole pre-tribulation thing is about 200 years old, and it's a Masonic doctrine so that Christians don't stand up and fight. Because it was Christians that led the fight against King George. And so the establishment was like, what do we do? We got to stop these Christians. We got to tell them that they're going to be raptured out next time there's evil. But hey, people follow whatever they think's best, and that's fine. Just when you see world government and the Antichrist and everything, and you've not been raptured out, just remember, don't swear allegiance to him. Because you'll think, oh, your church will be telling you to swear allegiance. And they'll say, Jesus came. He's our world leader. Take his chip. And the churches will want to get their 501c3, and then they'll say, these are bad Christians that are having their heads cut off. They deserve it. In fact, your preacher will probably be up there with a guillotine going, this is a devil worshiper. He does not worship our Christ, the leader. Then they'll be chopping the heads off. And so that's how it works, folks. But I'm not saying that caller's wrong. Boy, I sure hope we get raptured out of here. But I don't know. I wouldn't listen to those preachers. I'd actually read Revelation and Daniel and Ezekiel. I'd actually go read it for yourself. I wouldn't have one of these books about it. I'd actually go read what it says. It's very clear, very easy to understand what's described and what happens. But you got all these preachers and all these people that want you to think you don't have to go through anything. And that's why the churches are all like, praise God the world government's here. I'll be raptured out soon. And when they're in bunkers starving to death and hydrogen bombs are going off, they're going to say, what the hell happened? We were deceived. Well, the Bible tells you they're giving over to great delusion. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Well,